Chapter 21. A Summary. A short summary of chapters 1 to 20. Thus far, from the top of our high tower, we have been looking eastward. But from this time on, the history of Egypt and Mesopotamia is going to grow less interesting, and I must take you to study the western landscape. Before we do this, let us stop a moment and make clear to ourselves what we have seen. First of all, I showed you prehistoric man, a creature very simple in his habits and very unattractive in his manners. I told you how he was the most defenseless of the many animals that roamed through the early wilderness of the five continents, but being possessed of a larger and better brain, he managed to hold his own. Then came the glaciers and the many centuries of cold weather, and life on this planet became so difficult that man was obliged to think three times as hard as ever before if he wished to survive. Since, however, that wish to survive was, and is, the mainspring which keeps every living being going full tilt to the last gasp of its breath, the brain of glacial man was set to work in all earnestness.